This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy end of the year from the folks at Talkers Magazine and the people associated with the Talk Radio Review. Those people would be Rick Jensen, who's been on the air with us pretty much all of this year. Happy to have him along. Wish him a happy new year. Rick Jensen is a midday personality at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You can check out WDEL.com to find him. Victoria Jones is here with the DC Radio Company in Washington to add her expertise, and conversationally, she is very adroit at picking out a lot of things and asking us to understand issues from another point of view, which is very important for us all not to have the same point of view. Also joining us is a frequent contributor and one of my long-time, old-time, may have spent a little long on the teeth there, John. John Harper is here with us on WMEL Radio on the Space Coast in Florida. So I'm going to go through the top stories. This is a review of all of the items. The folks at Talkers put together sort of an amalgamated list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people for the entire year. It is appropriate as it is the last broadcast of the year and the last weekend of the year. So I'm going to go through the stories. I think I will go through the stories, and then we'll pick out some of the things that are of import and impact as we go into the new year. At number 10, the impact of social media on our lives and the weakening or the lessening, and this is my read on it, of the freedom of speech. It's the freedom of speech is being challenged in our country in any number of ways, and it'd be very important for us to discuss that, at least from our various perspectives. At number 9, the foreign wars we're engaged in, relations that we have with other countries. It seems to me that we are way too spread out, but then that's me. Number 8, all the shootings in our country this year, gun control issues, big issues and discussions. Number 7, race relations, another big problem, as we see underscored by the latest from the skinheads and people that are starting these organizations that are actually religions. Number 6, natural disasters, the discussion of climate change. We don't have to look any further than the avalanche that buried skiers at a Swiss ski resort. The warming, the weather there has been intermittent. We can talk about things like that. Immigration reform is number 5. Number 4, the economy and the stock market. This, keep in mind, again, is the list for the year from Talkers Magazine. You can see it published at talkers.com. At number 3, our relationship with China. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, the impeachment. I don't think anybody got any problems with any of those in terms of how they fit here. It would seem to me that they are all pretty appropriate. Don't we all we think that, Rick, John, Victoria? Anything you'd add to that list?
How could you disagree with this list when it comes to the national list? And when it comes to things that really impact our life, Doug, I think you're right on with the impact of social media, freedom of speech. We've seen some bad ideas. I don't know who's going to agree or disagree with me, but I think bad ideas, even from the left, you have people like AOC saying, oh, we need to have a social media truth police. Really? No. And as much as I believe we should not trust Facebook at all, good for them for choosing not to be the ones who decide which political ads or comments are factual or not factual. Let people make their own good and bad decisions about that.
Yeah, it's too much thought police for sure. Victoria, your thoughts, speaking of the thought police?
Well, I think it's important that when we talk about the impact of social media and freedom of speech, it's not necessary to go left-right. Some of these topics are simply not left right. You can talk about AOC and she's an outlier. I think it's very clear that freedom of speech is important to all ends of the political spectrum. So let's not start off 2020 like that.
Well, we have the people who want to make an example out of her because of her outspokenness. I think she's been somehow neutralized the latter part of the year. I don't know why I think that. I just don't sense that she's been as impactful or important to the discussion as we have gone down the pike from, let's say, the fall into the winter. That's just my sense. I don't pay, or maybe it's just because I don't pay attention to her because I think she's a kid that needs to grow up, frankly. John Harper from WMEL, your thoughts as we get started with this conversation.
Well, Doug, I certainly agree with Victoria and Rick in the fact that we don't need a thought czar added to the list of freedoms that are being threatened these days to our American society. So good for AOL, as Rick mentioned, for not falling in line with that way of thinking. And that's really dangerous, very, very dangerous. Next thing you know, there'll be a talk radio czar.
Well, it kind of already is. We don't get away with as much stuff as we used to. We can't do or say or even think out loud many of the things that used to be a part of our conversation 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the kind of things that came out of Joe Pine's mouth, Bob Grant's mouth. You know, some of those characters, they couldn't survive today because of the thought police. But I think the biggest danger, if I may throw one more sort of shake of the salt shaker here into the discussion of where the thought police are, I think they're in our nation's public schools. I think that children are being raised today to think a particular way more often than not. They are teachers are left of center, and they are happy to tell students how to think, what to think, and I think that's a very dangerous precedent. I don't think there should be. I think that should be a rule, a written, hard, fast rule that teachers do not express their political points of view, no matter whether they're left, right, or whatever they are. It's not a place in the classroom is not a place for that under any circumstances, and I can see it, I sense it, I feel it, that the especially in the bigger cities, West Coast cities, East Coast cities, where teachers seem to be coming off from pretty much the same background, if you will, or same political thinking, I think that's very harmful and very dangerous to the future of our country because it keeps you from thinking. This is the
Doug,
way to
let me
think.
Jump in. Right. I'd love to jump in because I so live here. This is the way I raised my daughter. The two most important things we can teach our kids are, one, learn how to learn. What styles work best for you so you can learn? Once you learn what style works best for you, you can learn anything in the world that you choose to. And the other is learn how to think, how to think critically, how to challenge yourself and not just find those people who are echoing what you believe. And you're right, man. It's not being done. Look at our media. People are choosing one side or the other because
how
it simply confirms their bias.
But how does it happen that the news media gets so polarized in one direction, the talk media polarized in another direction, and we talk about teachers or whatever is, you don't go into Target and know what the people in Target think politically. You may know what Walmart thinks politically, but you don't go into Macy's. Hobby Lobby you do. Chick-fil-A you do, seriously.
Are you talking about TV news media or are you talking about print?
I'm talking
mostly
about
TV.
The news media in general. The print media is very biased. The news media is just dumb. It's sophomoric. It's simplistic. Yes, it is. The local newscasts here in Los Angeles, where I am in Boston, I think they're disgraceful. And first of all, it isn't local news. That's another thing. It's all stuff. There's an interpretation. Trump leads every newscast. What the hell has that got to do with what's going on in Framingham, Massachusetts, unless Trump visiting there? It doesn't. It's the impact of local. We have local radio stations. They don't exist anymore. I worked 13 years in the local radio station in the community where I grew up. Doesn't exist anymore. They're not local. Right, unless you get into markets like Wilmington, where DEL survives, and John's a throwback to the dinosaur age in radio, because he actually serves the community with a locally owned radio station. You don't find those anymore, any place.
Well,
anyway.
Well, Doug, you know, you mentioned the TV news anchors. I consider them news actors, not anchors. They're not journalists.
They're readers.
And they're just readers and reading what the producers are printing for them to read. So that doesn't count. For a real quick moment, I know you have a break coming up, but back on the teachers, I consider teachers one of our greatest American resources, but it's real scary to think, as the three of you have mentioned, as to what's going on inside the classroom that many parents are totally unaware of as far as how their kids are being taught and what they're being taught. That's scary.
Yep. It's not in the tradition, the best tradition of America. Let's put it that way. All right, we continue along with our panel of folks talking about the top stories from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com this week, all printed there, and I'll go through the list again during the course of this hour. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen from WDEL. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about New Year's and New Year's resolutions, the brand new MyPillow. I'm looking back at the things that were introduced this year by the folks at MyPillow. For the first time this year, they had mattresses. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they had sheets. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they have towels. Didn't have those before. They're expanding because so many people are so happy with the products that they have made in America from American cotton. Everything you get from MyPillow is made in America. That's very important to me, and I'll bet it's very important to a lot of you. No more buying things that are made in China. This is the best. These products are engineered, produced, and available to the American market from American sources. That's what's really so cool about MyPillow. So take advantage of the special opportunity. You go to MyPillow.com, replace all the pillows in your house. Make sure that they're washable, dryable MyPillows. They last longer, more comfortable, more supportive of your neck and your shoulders. 100% USA cotton and fiber that's in them. Let's take advantage of the opportunity using the DJV code to save up to 66% on whatever you buy. Click on MyPillow.com, look at the various things that are in the catalog, and then when you click on them, they'll tell you what the savings are. That's MyPillow.com. New Year's resolution, get a great night's rest on all of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, best bargains using the code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of.
Let's add to the conversation now, continuing the overview of the top story. I didn't go through the people list, and I'll do that now. John Harper here from MEL, Rick Jensen, DEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. So the people list includes at number 10, the two furtherers of financial fashion, Mr. Bezos and Mr. Zuckerberg. I wonder if they're friends in real life. Anybody? That's, you know, Zuckerberg. I don't know that Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's kind of like Trump. Doesn't have any friends. I don't think Trump has a friend in the world, honestly. I think he gets along with people, and I think one of the unspoken talk radio stories, mostly because Sean won't talk about it, but Hannity's relationship with Trump may be as close as a relationship he has with anybody, frankly, when you look around. All right, number 9 on the list, Kim Jong-un, fatty, and Bad Vlad tied for that position. Number 8 is Xi Jinping. Did I pronounce that right? I never know that I pronounce it right.
Xi Jinping, correct.
Yeah, okay. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders at number 7. Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Buttigieg at number 6. Robert Mueller is at 5. Don't forget about what impact he had this past year. Adam Schiff is at 4. I don't agree with that at all, but I didn't make up the list. Mitch McConnell is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. I don't know. Are there other names that you might any of you
have? As long as you're questioning these out loud, I'd love to hear each person's opinion. But who do you think on the list has really truly, and I want to frame it this way, has really impacted the lives of most Americans throughout the year? Who has really impacted our lives throughout the year on this
list? Well, let's start individually. Who's impacted your life, Rick? You ask the question, so you answer it.
Sure, I would go for whoever is controlling social media, because that is where so many of us are living in our day-to-day lives on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc. I would certainly say Zuckerberg has had a greater influence in our lives than anybody else because of what we actually do each day with Facebook.
Really? All right, Harper, what about you?
Well, that's kind of interesting what Rick just said. I hadn't thought about that, Rick, until you brought that up, but I would believe social media certainly does have a huge influence on so many people's lives in our country and the world, and I would tend to agree with you, Rick. I go along with that.
Victoria?
influence?
I don't use Facebook. I do use Twitter. I do use Instagram. I think Zuckerberg has had a huge impact, and I'm not happy
positive.
About it. I don't like it.
Not always positive. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, the people that have the most influence on my life, I will tell you honestly, firsthand, the person when I'm on the air who has the most impact on my life is Kara Schillen. She has more impact on what happens here and what goes on. And then in the rest of my life, certainly the people that are on my farm that I'm around every day for hours, and my two children and my grandson have more impact on my dog, Daisy May, than any other beings that I am connected to. I'm not overcome. I'm bothered by, but I'm not overcome by all this other stuff that people, we're creating a world of zombies. And it is courtesy of Zuckerberg and those two clowns at Google who I don't like at all and never have. Don't trust them. Zuckerberg at least is out there. He's not hiding behind anything. I think those two worms at Google are hiding behind whatever it is they can hide behind in the name of making themselves more powerful and more money. Zuckerberg's pretty much out there. At least you can kind of figure out where he's coming from. And I don't think Donald Trump influences my life, frankly, at all, other than what I talk about on the air to a certain extent. He doesn't impact. I mean, he impacts, well, I shouldn't say that, because he's impacted my life as a farmer. And not to the positive, frankly. But Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of these characters, nah. But, you know, we're looking at the universal list and not mine or yours. But it's a good way to reflect and think about the list as it applies to you. 28 after on the Countdown Review.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available on the purchase or release of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are added police patrols near Jewish places of worship in New York City and state following a Saturday night stabbing attack at a Hanukkah party. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The state's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, speaking with reporters near the crime scene Sunday morning, calling the attack an act of domestic terrorism.
Let's call it what it is. These people are domestic terrorists. And the law should reflect that, and they should be punished as if it was an act of terrorism.
The stabbing attack happening inside a rabbi's home during a Hanukkah celebration. A suspect is in custody.
The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against a Hezbollah militia. The Pentagon said it hit five targets, 3 in Iraq, and 2 in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Another half hour of conversation about the top stories of the year, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you find this list of the people stories for the entire year 2019. There are a lot of, you could do, there are the top 10 stories, top 10 list of people. You could do A, B, C, and D off of each one of these. Joining me for the conversation, regulars Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. John Harper is a frequent contributor from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen with a sort of an update. If you look at the number one person and the personality of Donald Trump and how he controls sort of the agenda, the discussion, you may have seen. I guess I'm wondering out loud whether John, Victoria, Rick, do you follow his tweets? Really and truly, are you a follower of the president on Twitter at Real Donald Trump?
As far as John Harper, yeah. I don't follow it at all.
No, Rick Jensen does. What about you, Victoria? Yeah.
Yes, I do. I also follow his deleted tweets.
Uh huh. And to what end? What do they give to you? What sort of insider of what value are all of these? The reason I'm asking is I'm looking at the one that most recently seems to have made an impact. He names the alleged whistleblower in a tweet on Thursday night.
he's not a real, he says the CIA whistleblower is not a real whistleblower. That's the way the thing reads. And, it, you know, the various newspapers take that apart. I mean, everybody's trying to analyze it. So of what value is this or any of the?
Well, he was advised by his advisors not to do this. He's been talking about this apparently for several days as to whether he should do this. He was advised by his advisors not to do it. But they thought he probably would.
When does he
would.
Listen to his advisors? He doesn't listen
he
to his
doesn't,
advisors.
He doesn't, yeah. But so he did it. The Whistleblower Act protects the identity of whistleblowers, and the whistleblower is a whistleblower because the person blew the whistle. So, you know,
well, there are a lot
go.
Of people who are trying. The newspapers, even Sean Hannity didn't mention him, and a lot of people thought that he might. There's nothing in print anywhere. I don't see the, has anybody seen his name? I haven't seen his name.
Actually, during
about.
The hearings, it was Adam Schiff himself who allowed the so-called whistleblower thing to be publicized, but nobody really seemed to pay attention to that as he allowed that to go out in one of the reports from one of the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
So
if
nothing
this
really
is
new to this.
The whistleblower. If this is the whistleblower, it's the alleged whistleblower, and you know, this is really pretty appalling. This person is somebody whose identity is protected under law, and it's somebody who is protected also because of the work that they do and because other people's work could be put in jeopardy. So, you know, this is just not something that you do unless you don't have a care about other people's safety. And it's unfortunate. This is unfortunate.
Mm. Well, there's a lot of unfortunate stuff going on. I want to talk about number four for a few moments because I don't think we've given it as much focus as we ought to or as much attention. The economy, the stock market, what that does in terms of people making up their mind for whom they will vote next time around. There are those, the inevitable hucksters online that claim the stock market is in a bubble and it'll have a 50% drop next year. I love all those guys. So buy our stock or short this stock or do whatever it is. And then, you know, the 10-year-old bull market that, is it really 10 years old? Is it 1 year old? Is it a bull market, a bear market? And how does this affect the average person? I think you're seeing a lot of people buying a lot of cars. I think the market for homes, if you're not a millennial, is pretty fabulous, certainly is almost unreachable in some areas of the country. I know where I am here in Los Angeles, you can't buy a house. The house that I bought in 2001, I couldn't touch for three times, maybe even four times today what it cost in 2000 for me to buy it.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, Google moved in, Microsoft moved in. They've pushed up the value of not only the residential properties, but Google just took over an entire block on Pico in an old mall that they've stripped down because they need 1,000 more offices for people. There will be 1,800 people working in this building, and they just put up another facility, well, not just, but in the last 4 or 5 years, down on Jefferson, which is in Playa del Rey, and they built, Microsoft and Google, built an entire community of 3,800 apartment units around. They have their own movie house. They have their own stores. They have everything is all, everybody walks to work, and they live in this new reality that you're finding in some of the cities. I think up around Silicon Valley, there are places like that as well, aren't there? They've just built cities around their workplace.
Doug, what's the average salary out there?
The average salary in Los Angeles County is $145,000.
Wow. And can people live on that?
it depends on what part of town you live in. If you're on the east side, if you get beyond Glendale, you can live okay on it. You certainly can't in Santa Monica or Venice. And this will be up in the Pacific Palisades, the coastal communities, you can't get into Westwood, where my daughter and her husband live. They're profs at UCLA, make very good money. They can't afford a house. they moved in that district and rented a house because it was a good school district for my grandson. But they can't buy a house there. So, you know, I mean, you can go further out, if you will, into the go east of L.A. proper, out into even in the areas around Silver Lake. You can't buy a house there. For a lot of actors and actresses have moved in there, mid-range actors and people who work in the business. And that's, you know, pushed the value of houses up there. You go to Eaton Rock and whatever the name of it is, I forget, something Rock. It's just as crazy. And you go up to San Francisco. You can't buy a house in San Francisco. You can't. You go up along the coast to any one of these places, Santa Barbara. Go up into Portland, Oregon. Oh, and Spokane, Washington, and Seattle. All the way up, the whole West Coast. Is crazy. I mean, well, Boeing's going to have a problem, so that'll soften the market up in Seattle. You know, there are 30,000 people, you know, at Boeing whose jobs are in jeopardy because they're going to stop production of the 737 completely. They slowed it down. They got 400. That's one of the stories that also is sort of a, when it comes to the economy, sort of a subplot B. Boeing is in a real jam. And I don't understand why it took them almost a year to file that boob that ran the company into the ground, basically. And he's still going to get a $37 million severance package to get him out of there. But that plane is done. I think you'll never see another 737 produced. And they're going to have to figure out a way to develop a new single-aisle plane. And that takes years to do. Meanwhile, Airbus is selling them like hotcakes because nobody wants to buy the 737. The orders, these airlines have canceled hundreds of orders for the 737 MAX, and they still haven't figured out how to fix it. They don't know any more about fixing it than they did, you know, before. And the airlines that already have them and they're paying for them, they're just sitting on the ground. Anyway, what did you start to say, Rick?
No, it's true enough, and unfortunately, the boob they fired is the guy who said there will be no layoffs. Well, and then he was the first one to go. You start out talking about the stock market and the economy at number four. Who, back, like, say, 2-3 months ago, thought that as of this date, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average would be up, like, almost 23%, the S&P 500, you know, almost 30%, like 29.25%.
If it keeps up, you'll never get Trump out of office.
I don't care how
much want to or you don't want to, but
I care about my 401k and IRAs and things like that. And I think a lot of people are asking the question, gee, is there going to be a drop? How significant will it be? Because I don't think people really know, even though, like you said, Doug, there's always these hucksters out there saying that, oh, they know exactly what's going to happen. And they don't.
Nonsense. No, they don't know what's going to happen. It's too it's too dependent on the events of the day. It really is, and what goes on. But the technology stocks are certainly very strong. Aviation used to be all the companies. Can you imagine, though, just to go one more step on the Boeing thing and figure out how the economy works, the trickle-down effect, never mind the 30,000 people that work in that plant to build those planes, but the suppliers, because pretty much, I think, 75% of all the stuff that they put in the planes isn't made by Boeing. It's all bought from component manufacturers around the country and around the world. And what does that do to their production line? It's really...
Well, just like the car industry as well.
Well, it's the car industry. The space industry, where you are, John, down there, what's the employment picture look like now that the privates have come in there and more or less taken over Cape Kennedy?
Actually, Doug, it's pretty exciting as far as what's going on here. With new companies coming in, McDonnell Douglas has broken ground on a new headquarters here in the Space Coast in Titusville, just about 8 miles from the Kennedy Space Center. That's going to employ over 500 people with an average salary here in Florida of about $90,000. So it's looking very strong, very good.
Yeah, that's good money in Florida. And McDonnell Douglas is a subsidiary of Boeing. Boeing bought McDonnell Douglas out, 20 years ago or so? Yeah, but Boeing's trying to cover up the name Boeing. They're going to go back to using some of the older names for pretty obvious reasons. All right, we'll continue with a couple of final comments here. Let me help you in the new year lose some weight. Yes, please. It's not magic. This is something, this product I have been talking about on the air for well over 2 years. It's called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the link to the best way to lose weight and keep it off. If you haven't started already, get to this and get to it right now while you're thinking about it. Go online to Calotren.com, use the DJV code to lose the weight and keep it off. That's the magic. The two important things here, you lose the weight, you keep it off, and you do it all naturally using Calotren. The special deals are available using the code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day, because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take 3 times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Looking forward to the new year with our participants, Rick Jensen from DEL and Victoria Jones, the DC radio company, John Harper. So I'm going to ask each of you to give me about 15 seconds. On the list, it's the number one item on the list is Trump. What will be the number one story next year at this time? What do you think, John?
This time next year will be what happened in the election. How did Trump get reelected?
Okay. Victoria, what do you think the number one story will be a year from now?
It will be something to do with the election, and it will either be how he got reelected, or it will be a controversy regarding the reelection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about you, Rick Jensen?
It'll be the asteroid that crashed into New Jersey and caused $1 billion worth of improvements. No?
Hey, love.
What was the name of the blimp that went down in 1937?
Oh, remember, sure,
the
all
Hindenburg. That happened in New Jersey. All kinds of great things happened there. Rick Jensen, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Rick is a real stalwart here. John Harper from WMEL. Victoria Jones, thank you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
The hour. It's Tech Talk time.
Time for us to go through, as is the case at the end of every week, the top five items from technology as researched by Victoria Keelan. And as she's not here, it falls on me to go through the top five lists. So we'll start at number five, go to number one, the new FAA drone rules. Let's police track the aircraft. A new FAA rule that was proposed this week calls for most drones to have remote IDs that would let officials track them in real time. Remote ID technologies will enhance safety and security by allowing the FAA and the feds in general to identify drones flying in their jurisdiction. The rule would apply to all drones required to register with the FAA, which means recreational drones of about a pound or less are exempt. The agency noted that it's working toward a traffic management ecosystem that would more or less wrap themselves around the drone flights, separate from but complementary to the regular air traffic management system that we have for airplanes. Drones are handling jobs like making movies, monitoring oil refineries, gathering military intelligence, aiding search and rescue operations, and a number of companies are working on drone technology. For example, Amazon Prime Air has a new delivery drone design. UPS wants to deliver medical supplies to hospitals and to homes using drones. The FAA made the proposed drone regulation available via the Federal Register. Opens a 60-day public comment period, so your feedback is welcome and encouraged at the FAA.gov. Number four on our list of the top five, cord cutters. Finally streaming PBS stations online. It's on YouTube TV. A missing link for cord cutters now in place after the arrival of a lot of PBS affiliates on YouTube TV. Viewers eager to leave high-priced cable and satellite TV bundles now can get your local stations in this streaming video service. There are 100 PBS affiliates, 330 altogether, but 100 that are now available on YouTube's $50 a month cable alternative, which is available on the web and in apps on most streaming media players and connected TVs. Public television remained a holdout from streaming TV services, but now with more and more people cutting the cable cord, they have to change their course. Much of the delay was due to the difficulty in negotiating online streaming rights for the various programs that are on PBS affiliates without compromising the identity of each of their member stations. PBS on YouTube TV will be the exact same thing, they say, as on cable, right down to the pledge drives, which we can probably all do without, but that's how they make their, they have gobs of money. Public television, one of the things that is one of the little known secrets about public television is how much money they have. And the fact that, this is me grinding a little bit here, that they just got, $500 million from the federal government is pretty outrageous that the taxpayer is supporting this when they don't need to. But I move on. Number three, technologically speaking, Sling TV, raising the price of both its subscription packages, Sling Blue and Sling Orange, to $30 a month. Subscribing to both bundles of channels now costs $45, which is now only a few dollars shy of, like, YouTube TV is $49.99 a month. It's fitting this news comes as the year draws to a close, as it continues the upward trend of subscription costs for the cable replacement. I'm telling you, Hulu and Live TV, YouTube TV, AT&T TV, the price hikes here. AT&T TV is now $65 a month. Hulu is $54.99. YouTube is $49.99. Sling is $45. Pretty soon, people are going to start to think, wait a minute, what happened to us trying to cut the cord and save money? It's going to be more expensive to go back to commercial TV. I'm betting that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Number two on our list of the top five technology stories, people trying to order pizza experiencing fraudulent charges on their credit cards, prompting the Better Business Bureau to issue a warning to consumers and restaurants about this new scam. Unlike a lot of scams in the digital age that involve hacking into computers, this heist involves hacking into the phone lines in the store. Somebody posing as a customer walks into the pizza store, asks to use the restaurant's phone. Instead of making a call, the scammer actually reroutes the business calls to another number. And then unsuspecting customers dial up their favorite pizza eatery, and they get the scammer, and bingo, you get hooked for whatever amount of money you have ordered in the pizza store. How about that? Number one this week, Wawa. The breach reaching 700 of their stores. If you use your credit card or debit card to buy gas or pay for snacks at a Wawa convenience store, especially in the past 9 months, your card information has probably been skimmed by malware. Wawa says it discovered the malware on its payment processing servers December 10th. So maybe you better pay cash at Wawa. That's it. Technology in Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.